Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Hazorik, one who throws an item on Shabbos, min hayam, layabasha, from the ocean to dry land. So ocean is a karmelis. It's an area that only the Rabbanan gave it significance to be like an actual area. And he throws it into a dry land, which is an actual real Shizrapim on a Torah level. Or Umanayam Leyabasha, he throws from dry land to the sea, which means from a Rosh Hashanah, the dry land, to the Yam, to the Carmelis. Or Umanayam Lasfina, from the ocean to a boat, and a boat is like a Rosh Hashanah, a private domain. So he throws from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah. Umanasfina Layam, or from a boat to the sea. So this would be from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis. Umanasfina Lachavarta, or from one boat to another. And the ocean separates the two boats. So what happens is you're throwing from one boat to another, which is a Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah, with a Carmelis in the middle. In all these cases, Pator he is. Pator, for the reason that we explained, that the Isser of Hotzah in a Carmelis is only Midir Rabbanan. Why? Because we are Choshesh, we made a Gzeira, lest one mix up a Carmelis with a Rishus Harabim, which is prohibited on a Torah level. Therefore, it's compared to Rishus Harabim. It looks like a Rishus Harabim, but it's not. It's only on a rabbinic level. Therefore, it's prohibited to carry in this area, but if you did, one would be Pator. Sfinos Kshuros Zubazu. What about if I have boats that are tied one to the to each other? The Gat explains, Smuchas Hein Zulazu Below Hafzagam Binan. There's no ocean, there's no Carmelis between them. So it's like one Rosh Hashanah right next to the next Rosh Hashanah. The mamash connecting. So the din is metalflin mezulazu. You can actually carry from boat to boat. And the Gemara explains this is only when we're talking about you have these boats of several different people, and the whole chiddush is that it's mutter to carry from one to the other because they do a eruv chatzeros. They make an eruv and they combine all the boats together. Otherwise, you'd be carrying from one boat to the next. It would be from one Rosh Hashanah to another, and that'd be carrying on Shabbos. That'd be prohibited on a Torah level. Here they made an Erev Chatzeros. So since it's an Erev Chatzeros, they can carry from one boat to the other when they're tied together. But in Einan Kshuros, if they're not tied together, Alpha Bisha Mukafos, even though they're very, very close, they're smuchos, they're right next to each other, but they're not tied, then in Metalat L'Mizulzu, you cannot carry from one to the other, lest the boats become separated, and then the ocean will be between the boats, and then there's not going to be any more Erev Chatzeros because the ocean's in the middle. And we just said that the rabbis prohibited carrying from a private domain to a private domain if there's a Carmelis in the middle. And therefore, even though if one did it, one is patur, initially, lechatchila, you can't. So the only time you can carry from boat to boat is when, of course, you do make an Erev, and there's no Carmelis in the middle. But if there's a Carmelis in the middle, then the Erev will not help, and one cannot carry from one boat to the other because they'll have to pass through the Carmelis, which is prohibited on a rabbinic level. Mishnah Vav. Hazorik, one who throws on Shabbos by mistake. For example, he threw a stone and he totally forgot it was Shabbos. V'nizgar, then he remembered it was Shabbos when La'acher sheyotzam yado, after the stone left his hand. So he threw the stone, he forgot it was Shabbos. After the stone left his hand, he says, oi, I remember it's Shabbos. And he remembers it was Shabbos before the stone landed. So what happens over here now is you have the tchilasa is b'shogeg, v'sofo mezid, meaning the beginning of the action when he threw it, it was a total accident. He didn't even know it was Shabbos. But then in the middle of the year, he remembered it was Shabbos. And so when it lands, it's really amazing because he knows it's Shabbos. So what happens when you have a case where the beginning is an accident and the end is on purpose? Or the Kahati explains that he didn't remember at all it was Shabbos, not in the beginning and not in the end. But what happened was, instead of it landing on the ground, klato acher, his friend came along, he jumped up for the interception and he caught it. So now it's an action done by two people. So again, we said that if you do an action by two people, that's also patur. It's not a full action done by one person. Or klato kelev, a dog caught it in his mouth. And that's not considered either landing on the ground if a dog were to catch it in his mouth. Ocean Israfa, or was burnt up in the air. He threw it in the air and a fire came down and burnt it up. In all these cases, putter, he does not bring a carbon chatas, because there are various heterim here. Either it started off as an accident and then became on purpose, or, and that's the case where he threw it and landed, but when he threw it, he forgot Rosh Shabbos. After it left his hand, he remembered Rosh Shabbos. And then when it lands, that's really been mazed on purpose, because he knows it's Shabbos. But because the beginning was an accident and the end was on purpose, that is patur. And then, who are then the other cases? If someone else were to catch it, or a dog caught it, or it got burnt up in the air, so it never even landed. So if it never landed, you don't have a full action over here, and therefore you're a patur. However, now here's another case. Zarak, he threw an item on Shabbos by mistake. In order to lasos chabur, he wanted to make a wound. Bein Ba'adam, he had his slingshot, he was aiming for his teacher, he wanted to hit his teacher. Bein Behema, he wanted to hit the birds in the sky. And that, of course, is prohibited. You can't make a wound on Shabbos. And then, so when he did this, Vedeska remembers that it's Shabbos. So, Anshalonas is Chabura, before the wound actually happens. So he shoots off that slingshot, forgets it's Shabbos, and then right before it hits the person or the animal, he says, oh, it's Shabbos. So again, putter, he's putter from, you know, making a wound on someone. Because again, this is a techilas shogeg was hufu mezid. At the beginning was an accident. He forgot it was Shabbos. And then right before the wound occurred, he remembered it was Shabbos. So that's the mezid part of it. So this has really nothing to do with carrying. Let's say there was an error. We're focusing on making a wound. If the beginning of the action was a mistake and the end was on purpose, again, he'd be patur. Zeh haklal, this is the rule, and this is what the Mishnah is getting at. Kol chayav v'chatas, if anyone's going to be obligated in bringing a carbon chatas for doing a sin by mistake, einan chayavin, one's not obligated, ashtet chilasan v'sofan shkagan, the entire sin, from beginning till end, has to be a mistake. However, if chilasan shkagan, if the beginning of the sin was by mistake, v'sofan zadon, the end was on purpose, because he remembered that he couldn't do such a thing. Oh, t'chilasan zadon, the beginning was on purpose. The sofan shkagan, the end was a mistake. Then peturin is exempt from a carbon chatas, has got to be a shogeg, a mistake from beginning till end. That's the rule. Achetehe t'chilasan the sofan shkagan, you have the beginning, you have to have the beginning and the end in order to be a shogeg. Not beginning mazid and end shogeg, or beginning shogeg and mazid. The entire action from beginning to end has to be a shogeg in order to actually chayav a carbon chatas. And then it's a bit repetitive over here. We just said, kol chayav chatas ein chayav ein ashtu tichlas v'sof v'shkaga. And then again it says, ashtu tichay shtehi tichlas v'sof v'shkaga. So why is it repeating itself? It says, you know, anyone that's going to be chayav a carbon chatas has to be beginning and end shogeg. And then the last few words of the Mishnah says the same thing. So the Bartanur explains that it's coming to tell you that the same holds true with carrying. Till now we were discussing all about throwing. He's just saying that carrying, if one were to carry an item from place to place on Shabbos, and when he uprooted it, you know, he started carrying it, it was a shogeg. And then he remembered that it was Shabbos. He remembers, hey, it's Shabbos, I can't carry it, before he places it down. So again, he's patur, and this is really simple, but it's just telling you that the same would hold true when one is carrying, and not just when one throws. And that concludes Perek Yud Aleph. Tomorrow we begin the 12th chapter. That brings us to the halfway point. There are 24 Perekim in Mishnah Shabbos. And stay tuned.